Governor Doyle may have to edit his February 8th budget address depending on the progress of negotiations with the Ho-Chunk. The $60 million the tribe originally agreed to pay over the next 2 years could be crucial in offsetting a projected $1.6 billion state budget deficit. Unlike other tribes, the Ho-Chunk are sticking to the letter of the state Supreme Court ruling that struck down perpetual compacts and banned new table games. Other tribes have ignored the new games ban and made their state payments, but Ho-Chunk spokesperson Tracy Littlejohn says her tribe needs the guarantee of a longer gaming compact to secure loans for needed tribal services.
And we'd be able to do that to better help our tribal members if we're able to finish this compact negotiation, get it signed, and hopefully have an appropriate duration of the compact that will allow us to better serve those programs.
Neither the tribe nor the state will say how long the agreement would have to last to satisfy the tribe's demands. Negotiations are ongoing. An aide to Governor Doyle blames the Republican-backed lawsuit that led to the Supreme Court ruling for creating the impasse. Sean Dilwig says it was the state's willingness to offer a perpetual compact that convinced the tribe to make such a large casino payment in the first place.
So we're trying to get back to a $60 million figure without having the ability to offer the original amendment that we had for a longer length of term. So that's definitely put us at a disadvantage.
Still, Dilwig says even if agreement isn't reached before the governor's budget address next week, he's confident a new compact will be signed and the tribe will pay the state before the end of the fiscal year in June. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.